Today we're going to talk about a double drawer dishwasher, and it's very much connected to and based on what we already know about our regular dishwasher using one from the Hilchos Lefleishis. So what's a double drawer dishwasher? Basically what it is it looks about the same size as a regular dishwasher, but it's two separate drawers. Each drawer is basically its own mini dishwasher, and the idea is, they make it so people who won't have a full load to fill up a whole dishwasher can run smaller loads. Each one can put some of their dishes to run a heavier cycle and some at a lighter cycle. So it has two separate drawers to it, and that's available for people who want to have that feature. But a common question that people who keep kosher ask is, can they do is keep one drawer from the hooks and one fleshes? So they can have two dishwashers in the space of one, one will be from the hooks and one from fleshes. Okay, so let's, we know already that there's a good basis for thinking that you can use the same dishwasher for milchiks and fleshiks if you have separate racks, and you're not putting dishes mixed like milchiks and fleshiks together. So you're not going to run one cycle of milchiks and one of fleshiks. And if you hold of that, then seemingly at the first glance you'd say, here it's for sure okay. You see, they obviously have separate racks. If one is milchiks and one is fleshiks, they have separate racks. They're completely separate from each other, and obviously you're not going to mix stuff together. The truth is, for that matter, even those who would be machmir about using the same dishwasher from the same one for milchiks and fleshiks at separate times, seem they should be perfectly fine over here. And what could be the problem? It's two different dishwashers. There's a milchik one and a fleshik one. So the fact that they're in one big housing, why should that make a difference? Seemingly everybody should think that it should be okay over here. So the question that we do have to ask is there something wrong with running them both at the same time? Is that somehow a problem if you run them, the milchik and fleshik ones simultaneously? Now, in a regular house, you don't think about that kind of question because they're not connected to each other, nothing to do with each other. There's one on this side of the kitchen, one on that side. But on this one, is there maybe something wrong? What could be the problem? So the question starts from a Rama. The Rama says in Simen Pei Zayin Sivvav, the Rama says like this, "Ein arev mayim shedichu hem kli basar, im mayim shedichu hem kli cholov." Don't take water that was used to wash fleshy dishes and mix it together with water that was used with milchik dishes, and then give it to an animal to eat. No one's going to want to eat this water that you just washing dishes. Give it to an animal. Dasur bana. You can't do that because it's an isra no. Not only can you eat it, but you can't have enough of it either. So if you mix the water from washing milchik dishes with water from washing fleshy dishes, you mix it together, it'll be basur b'cholov. And if you give it to the animal, it's going to be, that's an Isra Hana. So, when you hear that dim, it sounds exactly like our example. We have water from washing milchik dishes, water from washing fleshik dishes, and the Rama is saying, you shouldn't mix them together. So if you look at it just on the surface of it, it sounds like this dishwasher is an example of that dim, and potentially, you should therefore not mix the water together. But we're going to look into this halacha a little bit more carefully. We're going to notice two main points, and that will reflect back onto what we're thinking over here. The first is like this. We know that the Rama says that the Rama who is more machmir about not bar not when you wash dishes together, remember the Rama who milks a fleshing dish and a milchik pot, he says he's more machmir about that. But even he agrees that in the case where you wash a fleshing dish in a parav pot, or I guess for that matter in a fleshing pot, the water stays parav. The only time there was an issue was when you wash a fleshing dish in a milchik pot or the other way around. We did this question where maybe not bar not shouldn't apply. But if you wash a fleshing dish in a parav pot, the water does not become fleshing. It is a case of not bar not. So why does the Rama have a problem if you wash dishes, if you take the water from washing fleshy dishes and with water washing milchik dishes, both of those waters are parav. The water that you wash with the fleshy dishes is parav. The water you wash the milchik dishes is meaning, of course, the fleshy is in a fleshy pot and the milchik is in a milchik pot. There weren't any problems here. So the water in both cases is parav. So what's the problem? Why does Rama have a problem with you mixing, power of water with power of water? What could be wrong there? Who cares that they had been used for fleshing dishes? Water washing fleshing dishes is power, and so is in milchik dishes. So the answer is very obvious that the case that I was talking about is that it's not a case of not run out, but that the dishes were dirty with meat or milk. you wash the fleishig dishes, and you wash the fleishig dishes with it. It was dishes that didn't have just bleas of fleishigs, like in the case of not bernat. It had actual meat on it. You wash the dishes that had full of grease on top of them, and the milk dishes were also full of cheese or milk on them. So, in fact, if you look back in sorry, hey, when they talk about not bernat, the Mechaber says, you should know all these discussions about not bernat on the when you wash dishes, that's only talking about that there was nothing milchigs or fleishigs left on the dish. I mean, you're washing from potatoes or rice or vegetables. If there was meat on there, or milk on it, then of course there's no napanat, because napanat doesn't work when there's the end left on it. So that if anything, that's the unusual case, where you have a fleishig dish that has nothing fleishigs on it. It just has bleas of fleishigs, or a milchig dish that doesn't have any milk on it. But Aram was talking about a good plain old case where the dish, the water you wash fleishig dishes means you wash dishes that had meat on them, and you wash milchig dishes means you wash dishes that had milk on them. So there's no potential for not barnat. Okay, there's nothing to talk about saying should we say not barnat in this case? No, it's not barnat. It's good old fish, and so the water is fleishigs, and the other water is milchigs, and that's why you can't mix it together. Okay, so now that we know that. So now let's turn back to our double dishwasher and say like this. So let's think about, remember there's three cycles in a dishwasher. There's a pre-rinse and a wash with soap and a sanitizing cycles at the end. Now, so the sanitizing is really the case of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in Siman Tzadi Hei. That's the case where there's no end left. There's no food left on the plate at that point. Well, the tiny bits that there are going to be bubbled. There's basically nothing left over there. So that's the case of not barnat. And in that case, there's no problems in that case of us saying maybe the water is fleishigs and milchigs, and the Ramah said not to mix it together. The Ramah and Pezayim is talking the case where the water is actually fleishigs and milchigs, but the water from our sanitizing cycle is not need fleishigs or milchigs, and it wouldn't be a problem. But just as an aside, before we move on, we know that there's potential to say that maybe that water from the sanitizing cycle should be considered not bernat de bishul. So maybe you should say, since the Ramah is machmir about not bernat de bishul lechatchila, maybe he should be machmir in this case. But the reason why that's not correct, about the sanitizing, the reason why that's not correct is because the Ramah says that not bernat de bishul is mutter, you're allowed to put that into let's say from a fleishig, you're allowed to put that into a milk pot. You just can't eat it with milk itself. So if you put it into a milk pot, it's sort of an in-between there. We're not able to eat it with milk like usually we can, by not. But since I did bishul, you can't eat it with milk, but you can put it into a milchig pot. So mixing with milchig water can't be worse than putting it into a milchig pot. So basically, the fact that it's I did bishul, or that it's potentially considered I did bishul, is not going to make a difference. Okay, so what we figure out is that the water from the sanitizing can't possibly be relevant to the Ramah in Pezayin about mixing water together. It's the same thing. Like with a dishwasher, and then the wash cycle, which has soap in it, also can't be any problems, because that water is also not, is so to speak, not fleishigs. The fact that there's soap in there prevents time from transferring back and forth between things, so we don't have to worry about maybe that water is fleishigs. There may be meat floating around in there, but that meat is not going to cause any time to transfer to anything. It couldn't make possible harm. What we've narrowed down to this point is that our potential concern about the Ramah, about mixing water together, would only be relevant to the pre-rinse cycle, okay, where there's definitely food in that water that's going down the drain, and maybe that water, you should not be able to mix that fleishig water with the milchig water. So now we move on to a second point in the Ramah to see if it applies to our case. Now it's like this. The Ramah says, Ramah had said, "What? Don't mix the milchig wash water and the fleishig wash water together, and give it to your animal, because that would be considered having hanah from basal b'chol." So the Shach says, he says, the only time there's an isur hanah on basal b'chol is when they were cooked together, or they were hot together. Let's say like that, they were hot at the same time. It's considered that it was cooked together. So therefore, when Ramah says, "Don't mix the wash water that's milchigs with the wash water that's fleishigs," obviously that water must be hot, because if the water wouldn't be hot, there wouldn't be anything to talk about, because it couldn't become basim b'chol that's asur b'hanah unless it was some kind of official, okay? Unless we could say they were cooked together. Okay, that's what the Shach says. So Rabbi Krieger asks, he says, wait a second, if it's talking about that the wash waters were hot to the point that they're considered cooked together, to the point that we could therefore say it's asabano, that's what the Shach said. It's got to be so hot and so cooked together that it's able to be considered asabano. If we get that far, so why does Rama say, don't do this, because if you do it, you're giving hana, you're having hana from Basa B'chalot. Wait, there's a problem even before you have hana from the Basa B'chalot. The problem is that you cook Basa B'chalot. Cooking Basa B'chalot is also asra. If this is considered an act of bishul, somehow this is considered bishul basa b'chol, it's so hot in such a way that it's considered bishul basa b'chol to make basa b'chol, well, bishul basa b'chol is also automatically. There's no difference if you're giving it to the animal, and even before you give it to the animal. So why does Ramah say, and therefore don't do this because it's considered having hanah from it when you give it to your animal? Nothing, you shouldn't be allowed to do it because you're not allowed to cook basa b'chol together. Okay? That's a very great discussion. So he says, what's going on here is that there was really not so much meat or milk in the water. There might have been some, and maybe even the water on one side is fleshing, and the water it's enough to not be bulk in the water, but the overall, the between when you mix the two waters together, all the meat would be bottled, or all the milk would be bottled. Bottled b'shishim. And therefore, there's no isser possible, bishul possible chalav, because the person is not making a mixture that's going to be together, because the basar or the chalav or both are going to be bottled. Okay, so he says, okay, and that's the reason why there's no isser bishul basar b'chalav. Okay, so then why is it also to give it to the animal? So he says, it's a type of a bitul isser l'chatchila, that we're not allowed to set something up in a way that will cause bitul, and you're not allowed to make a mixture of basar b'chalav and have hanah from it. You're not allowed to have hanah from a mixture like that. So creating a mixture that will only be mutter because it'll include bitul b'shishim, he says that you can't do. That's a type of a bitul isser l'chatchila, and therefore you're not supposed to do it. If you did it, it's going to be mutter to use. In fact, what the Rama says at the end, it'll be mutter to use, because l'maisa, it's not bas b'chol. But you set up a situation of sort of a bitul isser l'chatchila, that you're mixing the milk and meat together in a way that they'll end up being bottled and therefore be allowed to be used, give to an animal. So that's what you're not allowed to do. Okay, that's what Kvedu says. He tells you to also look at a crazy placey, who says a similar answer. The crazy placey answer is a little hard to hear. Crazy placey says that what happened is that you're not sure if the meat and the milk about the b'shishim. It's unclear. And therefore, and it's talking about, so it's a suffix if it will be basa b'chol. So, and it's talking about that you had a guy mix the wash waters together. So for a guy to mix it together, it's only Isser Amir La'akam. That's an Isser Rabbanim. So we say Savit Rabbanim L'kula. No problem of the Bishul of it, because maybe it's Amir La'akam to the Bishul. Well, it's only a Safin, because maybe it was Bato. So therefore, you're allowed to do that. What about having Hanel from it? If you want to then give it to your animal, that's a Safin of a Deraisa. Now to show you Hanel is an Isser Deraisa, so if you give it to your animal, that's a Safin of Deraisa. So he says, so that you'd be Machmer. Okay, so the same shayla in the bishul part of it, you have to be machmir on the. I'm sorry, the bishul part you could be makel because you used the goy, so it's safek d'rabanan kula on the giving to the animal. There, it's a shayla with the rice of having hanah. So that's why you have to be machmir in that case. Okay, so obvious questions. I'm doing Casey Placey's version of this is that what then is galgal? You know, there's a rule that it's a shayla of both the rice and the rabanan. We have to be machmir on both, and also there's an awful lot going on here. We think it's maybe both mishishim and you use the goy. Seemingly, the Rama had some things he should have been telling us. Okay, anyhow, so this crazy place, it says similar to Krieger, that it has to do with bitul b'shishim, but basically, in the regular case, you would not be allowed to cook it, nor would you be allowed to give it to your behemoth. That's what he says. Okay, that's what Krieger's answer. He also brings that in Minchas Yaakov, he argues on the Shach. He says it doesn't make sense for exactly this reason. It doesn't make sense to say that it was hot, because if it was hot, then there would have been Isra Hanah also. Okay, so he says the truth is, min hadin, there's no isra hanah, because they were not hot. The products mixed together, the wash water was not hot. And that's why the Rama says in the end, but the evidence, okay, you can give it to the animal. He says, so what's going on? But he says, he also says, it's a type of isra l'chatchila to mix them together cold. Mixing cold wash water and cold wash water that's fleshes and cold wash water that's milches, that each have milk and meat in them, that's a type of bitlis l'chatchila, because you're doing something that, had it been hot, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. And you're planning having enough from it. So you're doing something that you really weren't supposed to do, knowing that b'dieved it's going to be mutter. So that also do because it's bitul chatchila. Okay. So now before we get back to specifically our case, both of these people are saying, both of them are saying that if the wash water was hot and the meat and the milk were not bought to b'shishim, okay, if that's what would have happened, that it would be also to mix them together. What the Minchas Yaakov is adding to this is that he's saying is that there's a new din, that if you have cold water that's cold from the milk side and cold from the flesh side, and you mix those together, that's also a type of bitlus chatchila. Because they both have milk in them, and then that's a type of bitlus chatchila. Well, now, turn back to our pre-rinse cycle, seemingly that's what's going on in our pre-rinse cycle. We have wash water on the milk side, wash water on the flesh side, each one has milk and meat, and each one has milk or meat in it, and it's going to get mixed together. So if we run them at the same time, not if we run them one after the other, they won't mix together. You know, one goes down the drain and the other one comes a few minutes later. But if we run them at the same time, then we're doing what the Berachas Yaakov says the Ramah holds you're not allowed to do. To mix these cold things together is what he said you weren't supposed to do. So now maybe, according to this Berachas Yaakov, the way he learns the Ramah, maybe it should not be allowed. So, but Lamai says it doesn't seem that that's correct. Okay, and we could say this the same basic idea in two different ways. One is like this. When a person turns on the dishwasher, even if he turns on both dishwashers at the same time, each one's got their own cycle and their own ideas of how it wants to run, and you really have no idea if the water from the fleishig and the milchig are going to drain at exactly the same time. If they drain not at the same time, there's no problem, because one water will be out the drain before the second one comes in. So you want to say it's like that. This is bitlus chatchila to mix them together. What bitlus chatchila means is like, don't plan something that Chazal told you not to do. So could it be a bitlus chatchila when you don't even know what's going to happen? You don't even know if they're going to mix together. I mean, chances are actually they're probably not going to mix together because each one runs in its own cycle. So you're going to say that's called bitlus chatchila to say, don't go against what the Torah wants. The Torah doesn't want you to mix them together, and you're finding a way to get around it. You're like, it's like we're creeping into your mind, and you're saying it's malicious what you're doing to try to go against what the Torah wants you to do or not to do. But can you say that when the guy doesn't even know that it's going to happen? It's like sort of like, how can you say that that's bitlus chatchila? Okay, we can say the same thing from a more technical angle, and that is that there's an exception to the rule. Aimalat Nisakhila has an exception to the rule. And the exception is that when the person is not trying to do it, when it's in Kavanas Alavato, then it's mutter. If he's trying to do something else, he's not trying to do it bitl, he's trying to mix something, make some kind of a mixture. And it happens to be that the Isra and Heter are getting mixed together. That's not a problem with bitl Nisakhila. So in our case, it seems to be a great case of in Kavanas Alavato. I'm trying to wash dishes. I have no interest in mixing waters together. Not only do I not have any interest in mixing the waters together, it's so obvious that I couldn't care less about them, because these waters, it's not like the Ramah's case. These waters are going down the drain. It's not the Ramah's case. You say, I want them to be mixed together because I want to give them to my animal. In this case, you obviously couldn't care less. The water's going down the drain. Why would anybody care that the waters are mixed together? It's totally in Kavanas Lavato. The guy has no interest in these things being mixed together. So if we were to say that there was some kind of isubishal on this thing because it was hot and it was isubishal, we wouldn't care. We might not care what you want or not. But if the whole problem is an in Kavanas Lavato type of concern, in Kavanas Lavato doesn't make sense. If it's a bit in Vatnus of Chatkila kind of a concern, then when it's in Kavanas Lavato, then there's no problem. Now, so those are what I think is two versions of a similar reason to say why this Minchas Yaakov doesn't apply. I'll mention quickly a handful of other reasons, potential reasons to be Mako, and not that each one of them is valid by itself, but each one of them, it adds an extra tzad to be Mako. And the first two come from Rik Feger in Simen Pei Zayin, where he's talking about another part of that same Ramah who says about using a pot or stoke, making the fire higher on a guy's pot, and he wants to explain why the Ramah says you shouldn't do something with Chachil. The Krieg is trying to give Stodden to be Mekel. So he says, well, it's in a Miskavim when the person causes the Bishul, the Bishul of Basabu Chalav. It's a Shaili again, a Bishul of Basabu Chalav. He says, now, maybe it's a psikresha. He says, well, there's a machlekes whether psikresha de lemichale, or in this case, leichbasle, whether that's also altogether. Maybe it's not also, maybe it's also rabbanim. So that's one side. We might usually be machmir about that, but it's a tzad to be makel to say this is an income, ein miskaven, and the psikresha is leichbasle. He says a different reason to be makel is that over here, this is what he calls, what we call psikresha l'shaavar, which is, in his case, you have no idea whether the pot was used for milchigs and fleishigs within 24 hours. That's the shayla over there. So if in truth it was, then what you're doing is a psikresha. But if it wasn't, then it's not a psikresha. That's a psikresha l'shaavar. A machlokes rishonim again also about what the din is for that is. And so in his case, it's a shayla of a deraisa, because the shayla of bishul pasul b'cholov. But we know the Bir Halacha says in the Chashavas that when you have a shayla for the deraisa, you should be machmir, for the barnes you should be mekel. So his case, Rabbi Kriegel's case of a deraisa, but our case is we talk about just a matlas and chatchila. That's only the rabbanon. So here it's a psikresha shavar. I mean, we have no idea what the cycles are going to work out to be. Will they time to be exact if the words will mix? And if the worst of that is a drabanan, then maybe we could make a psikresha shavar. Another thing is, Rosh Weiss, talking about related dinim about Bishul Basa B'Cholov, he brings the Kesem Mishnah, in of all places, in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, says that the only Isser of Bishul Basa B'Cholov is only if you have some plan on eating or having enough on this afterwards. It could be that if a person has no plans of using it afterwards, there would be no Isser Bishul. They're connected. The Isser Bishul is connected to the Isser Hanah and Achila. And he brings him a Devi Misharim, was asked about a chemist who would be testing Basa B'Cholov, but no one was going to eat it. His testing involved cooking, and no one was going to eat it afterwards. That maybe you should consider that according to this Kesem Mishnah, you should be Mekel and say, since no one's going to eat it anyhow, so it's a Bishul Basa B'Cholov doesn't apply. Now, Rabbi Shalai says, Lamai says, no one's Mekel based on this din, no one's really Mekel about this thing. You shouldn't be Sam Mechamen, but Lamai says it is another tzad. And the last thing to mention is, second to last thing is, that Brahma himself says this whole thing is a big chumrah. He says, but yeah, but it's not a problem. Okay, but the last thing to mention is, there's when you pour the wash water down the drain, I'm not sure this is so relevant over here. I was going to say, maybe I'm making a mistake. There's a Shailon Nachornim about whether Iri Klirishin could cause Bishul Basa B'Cholov. This is only Iri, so since it's only Iri, it's a reason I'm not Basa B'Cholov, but I'm realizing as I'm saying this that it's a mistake, because we're talking about within the Minchas Yaakov, who said it's even a problem when it's cold, and that it's a Bitlus HaKhil, so it's not so relevant. Anyhow, so we have the solid reason, which is the Minchas Yaakov had talked about with cold, but that doesn't apply over here when the water might not mix and it's going to go down the drain. And so ain't kama salvato, or you can't call me bitlus chatchila. Two versions of the same thing, and then these all the other tzadim. So the long and short is that it seems that there should be no problem using one of the drawers for milchigs and one for fleishigs, even if they run simultaneously. Don't have any concerns about those waters mixing together in the drains.